I think the team played very well, even without Andre. I think even in the first half, losing 1-0, the team had the game, had the creation, had the chances, and I'm really happy with what they did during the whole game. Obviously, Andre come as an extra man, as an extra attacking player. He could find some positions, and especially he could score a goal that was difficult for us because we had so many chances, and we couldn't score. But the team played well. The team found the right attitude to play a game where Cardiff is already in the championships and we are already third. So a game without big competitive motivations, the boys, they could find the right approach, and they played a good game.
What are your overriding thoughts of your return to English football after your first season back?
My what?
Your overriding thoughts of your time back in English football, how this season has gone for you?
It's more difficult to be champion. It's more difficult to reach Champions League positions in this moment, with the big economical forces coming into the picture, and the ones like City, for example, is obviously more teams than before, because before it was about two, three teams, and now it's about four, five, six teams. So it's difficult for everybody to reach the top four and to be champion. The emotion around the game is basically the same. The passion around the game is basically the same too. So I don't feel big differences.
One of Chelsea's longest-serving players, Ashley Cole, bid an emotional farewell to some of the away fans today. Well, what do you make of the career he's had at Chelsea? And do you envisage he should be going to Brazil for the World Cup?
Brazil World Cup. I have to respect the manager's decision. So we are all waiting. I wish my players are all selected, and in the English case, I hope Lampard, Cole, and Cahill they can be called. But it's Mr. Watson's decision, and I will always respect that.
And will we see Frank Lampard, John Terry, the likes of Ashley Cole back at Stamford Bridge in some capacity, playing capacity or coaching capacity next season?
I think they will be forever connected with Chelsea. I think in 15 years' time, we will have them connected with Chelsea Football Club. So I don't think that's an issue. In relation to their playing career, I think it's normal now that everybody has to sit and decide and communicate and do the best for the club, do the best for the players.
And finally, your thoughts on Manchester City. They've been crowned the new Premier League champions as well. And as most people say, the team finishing at the top always deserves to win the title.
If they are champions, they are champions. Congratulations. And if they have more points than the other teams, they deserve to be champion. It doesn't surprise me because since the beginning of the season, I was saying that the difference between their squad and their options and the amount of options they had and the quality of their attacking players, I was always saying that they were the biggest candidates. In a certain moment, it looks like they lost the chances to be. I think even them, by their reactions, they felt that the title was over. But with Liverpool defeat against us, everything changed for them. And they are champions, and if they are champions, congratulations.